In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
Welcome to Dallas Gay Pod.
Hello!
This is Captain Cox.
This is Fonda.
Fonda. Cox. Fonda Cox. Cox. How Fonda Cox have you been lately, Miss Fonda?
Well, I've been Fonda from afar.
You've been observing from a distance.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. Could,
yes. But it's all good. I'm too busy for cock right now.
Busy doing what, lady?
Oh, where do I begin?
Oh,
I've been busy. Been real busy.
What have you been doing?
I bought a new car.
Yeah, we covered that last week.
Yeah, and then I went to Austin. And this weekend I went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I've been.
Tell everyone about that. I found that interesting.
Well, my friend Rebecca, who's one of my new cool neighbors and an old friend of mine, had a birthday, so she wanted to go to the casinos. Well, being the poor white trash that we are, that meant we were driving to Oklahoma and not Las Vegas, because Oklahoma's only an hour away. Indian Reservation Casino. It is. I was wrong. I said the second. It's the fifth largest casino in the world.
The fifth
largest in the world. That's still impressive. You've got all of Las Vegas, Reno, Monaco, all those big gambling places, and they got the largest in Oklahoma, y'all, and Thackerville.
And where?
It's in Thackerville. You go down 35. It's exit number one. Just as you cross over into the Oklahoma border.
How come they always advertise that Ardmore? I thought that was Ardmore.
That's Choctaw.
No, Choctaw, honey, is up by Oklahoma City.
Choctaw is off of 75, just past Sherman and Denison.
The casino named Choctaw, because there's a city named Choctaw as well.
Yeah, honey, the Choctaw Casino.
Gotcha, with the Choctaw Indians.
Mm-hmm. So, no, this was this. I mean, as you go down 35 and you... I think one of the last big cities you come out of, or not even a city, a town that you come out of in Texas, Gainesville. It's right on the other side of Gainesville. So, but it's freaking huge.
Really?
Yeah, every area is a different country. And we couldn't keep up with one another, so Mike would text me and he'd go, "What country are you in?" And I would look around and I go, "Well, it looks like maybe I'm in Venice because there's a big fountain over here."
What do they have for Mexico?
I don't know. I didn't go all. I don't know that they had Mexico. They had Venice. They had London. They had.
London's not a country.
Well, a city, whatever. That's the way it's set up. But when you pull up the fascia, whatever, of the
facial.
Outside of the.
Did you
the
say
fascia.
Facial?
Yeah, I said facial, but I meant fascia. The facade on the front is. All one section of it looks like the Colosseum. Then they've got Big Ben. Then they got the Arc de Triomphe from France. It's
the
all
what?
On the Arc de Triomphe.
I like how you try to speak the accent.
Arc de Triomphe.
Too bad you're not cunty enough to be a Frenchie.
Yeah, I know. I could do it. I could do it. I could fool them.
You could fool them.
Would you like some French fries?
Did I tell you I hate the French?
Would you like some crackles and fromage?
And what?
Fromage. That's cheese.
Oh, cheese, my God. And you're stone cold sober.
I am. I've not had a drink in my body since Saturday.
Well, praise him.
Friday. Friday, I got silly.
Honey, tell them about Friday.
Well, Friday night. I don't know if y'all recall back in May when Harry Cox had his birthday. I got him playoff tickets to see our Dallas Mavericks play San Antonio, which we beat their asses. But both myself and Harry Cox are huge Mav fans. Well, I don't know if anybody out there follows basketball or anything about Dallas. Well, the owner, his name is Mark Cuban. He's not a millionaire, folks. He's a billionaire. He's actually, I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's self-made millionaire, billionaire. if you will. He's got a really
Wasn't he averting the IRS by not paying taxes or something like that?
Oh, no. Some people accused him of insider trading.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But those charges were cleared. But if you read his bios and stuff, he is the epitome of an entrepreneur. And he's got blogs about entrepreneur. By affiliation, I think he considers himself like a libertarian. Anyway,
he's pretty liberal in a lot of his views. I remember him spouting off during the election.
He's much like me. You know, he's conservative.
Oh, nobody's
but
like you.
Yet, on some of those views, he's also liberal. That's the way I am. But anyway, we're sitting at the Grapevine, and I'm just having a good time. And somebody says, "Oh my God, is that Mark Cuban?" And I look up, and Miss Golden Showers was there, and she's like,
"Oh, bless.
Girl, that's not Mark Cuban. That's just somebody with a Mavericks t-shirt trying to look like him."
Well, at least she's pretty, honey.
Yeah. And I said, "Oh no, that's Mark Cuban." So me, after a few cocktails, I walk over and start telling about Harry Cox and the funny things that Harry Cox was saying when we were at the game, because when we first got to the game, the San Antonio fans were being really arrogant and obnoxious, while when it was obvious that they were going to get their ass handed to them by the Dallas Mavericks, Harry Cox says, "Attention, San Antonio! Southwest Airlines has flights leaving every 30 minutes. So I told him, Mark Cuban, about Hunter saying that, Harry Cox saying that, and he thought it was really funny, and he's like, "Well, get him on the phone."
"Honey, hold the line. Did you see my message I just sent you?" "Pull up your digital Dallas Gay Pod graphic displayer and look at the message."
"Oh, should we?"
"Yeah, let's do it. Send it back to me because I got a good speaker thingy."
"Okay, you've got to let me go find it. Hold on."
"Oh, you got to go find it?"
It's in my phone. I don't know anybody's phone number. Hold on."
"Well, you've got speakerphone, honey. Put him on your phone."
"I don't have speakerphone. Oh, you mean on my phone?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, hold on."
"What we're going to do is we're going to call Harry Cox and get firsthand inter—" "Oh, Lord Jesus." "Oh, we know. Anyways, Harry Cox likes basketball. That's what the straight kiddies are into, especially in Dallas. When I was growing up back in the day, it was the Dallas Cowboys. Now apparently they're shit for food, and they're all turned on to this Mavericks team. Mavericks.
Oh, I know where it is.
I wonder if Sarah Palin's ever auditioned for being their Maverick mascot. That'd be kind of funny. Oh, that bitch.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Sorry. I forgot. I was looking at my purse. I threw it on my bed when I came in because I went to the potty.
The potty.
All right, let's see if he'll answer. He's such a busy boy.
He's so popular with the girls.
Let's see.
Popular. Well, why are you calling him up, honey? I am recording from my brand new Anaheim studio.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out. Okay, here we go. We'll go back to the studio.
Hey. Nothing. You you're on the podcast right now. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Can you hear him okay, Captain?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can't hear Captain, but you can hear me, all right? We want you to give us a recap of what happened to you on Friday night when you were sitting at home about midnight.
So should I just start from the beginning?
Sure.
So hanging out over at my friend's, and one of the last few nights of summers, and didn't really have anything to do, so we were just sitting around, and all of a sudden, I'm starting getting a phone call from Fonda.
From your drunk mother.
And I'm kind of shocked when she tells me she's met Mark Cuban at the bar that she's at. Well, obvious, since I'm such her trusted and loving son, I immediately call bullshit on her. I'm talking to Mark Cuban, and he's telling me how awesome I am, which I know this, but it was awesome to hear from Mark Cuban, but, and all of a sudden he gave me his personal email and told me to email him, and he hooked me up with some tickets. So at this point, this is when I've laid, I don't know, I've shed about 12 bricks already.
Oh, that must have tore his ass up.
And,
who?
And when he
the Lizards?
The Wizards. Oh. And what did Mark Cuban tell you to say in the email so he'd know who you were?
That he talked to my hot mom.
With what? Yeah. Oh yeah. We
the
won't get into
part.
That.
I want to talk about the boobs.
So he emailed me back yesterday and he confirmed that he's gonna see us at the game.
Honey, I want an autograph. Honey, he's got to stop shitting the bricks.
Captain says you need to stop shitting the bricks. You're going to tear your ass up.
And I know about...
Say that again?
Captain would know all about that, wouldn't he?
I would. That's what I was about to say. I'm very experienced in tearing the ass up. So take it from a pro.
He's very experienced in tearing the ass up.
So take it from a pro, honey.
Exactly.
Maybe he's just versatile.
I'm very versatile. Thank you for recognizing that.
Well, Harry Cox, we just wanted to call and get your take on it. And in closing, would you say that having Fonda Cox for a mom is pretty fucking awesome?
Yes, and I would also like to make this announcement official. As of that night, at around maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, I've made Mark Cuban my honorary father.
Honey, CNN's going to be all over this shit. I'm telling you that
he
much
said,
right
CNN's
now.
He said CNN's going to be all over this shit.
Exactly. Mark Cuban has a child.
I love child.
All right, honey. Well, we're going to let you go. I'll call you later, okay?
All right. Well, I love you, Mama. And I'll see you later, Captain.
Bye, dear.
He says bye, dear. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, I love my little boy over there.
I know. He's awesome, isn't he?
Well, you know what is funny is when he's talking about what he was doing at 12:30 at night, I was going to say, well, he's probably having a wet dream. You know, he's what, 15, 16?
Well, if he wasn't having a wet dream then after he talked to Mark Cuban, I'm sure he did.
That's funny shit.
But seriously, I've met a few, not a whole lot, of notoriety.
Well, hello, honey. You're talking to the biggest one you've ever known.
Well, please. I mean, it's just like when you talked about when you went and you met some of those Real Housewives of Orange County, how there a couple of them were kind of standoffish and thought they were hot shit.
Yeah, well, that's just California for you, though.
Well, here's the thing. Mark Cuban could buy them over like 100 times. I mean, have you ever heard of HD Net?
No.
High Definition Net, High Definition Television Networking Broadcast.com.
You're stupid. That's not real.
Excuse me?
You just rambled off a bunch of bullshit.
No, go look at his bio. Go see why he's got money.
Well, I know, but I don't think it's called what you just called it.
It's called HDNet, and he also has something called Broadcast.com. No, he used to own, that's how he made his money. He and a buddy started the first live stream over the internet, and they called it broadcast.com, and they sold it to Yahoo for billions of dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this guy, he's not some rich kid who came into town, you know, with daddy's money and said, I want to buy a basketball team.
Well, that's probably why he's okay hanging out at the Grapevine talking to, you know, the locals.
And what was so cool was not only was he letting people sit up and take pictures of him, some people were trying to take their picture themselves, and he goes, here, I'll help you. And he's taking pictures for people. He even took a picture with Jeanette. That was funny.
Oh, my God. This
because,
bitch.
Because Jeanette walks up, and y'all, Jeanette's someone of the transsexual community, but a sweetheart, and I love her to death. She walked up. She goes, girl, I want my picture taken with him, too. And he goes, and I was like, Mark, do you mind if I take your picture with Jeanette? He goes, no, come on over here, Jeanette. Puts his arm around her and looks at her. And you see this, like, in his face, like, huh? It was kind of like he had a look on his face, like, okay, I think this is a dude, but it's cool.
That's funny.
So if you ever have an opportunity to meet Mark Cuban, don't hesitate to go up and say hello. Regardless of what other basketball players have said about him on other teams and stuff, he is an awesome, awesome guy. And tell him I said hi.
Yeah, tell him Fonda Cox from Dallas Gay Pod said hello. Honey, did you tell the bitch about us? Probably not.
No, honey, it's not like we sat down and were able to have a I couldn't manipulate all his time. He was out with friends.
Uh-huh. It takes but 2 seconds I'm to put a card in his hand. Say, hello, thank you. Call us
girl,
up.
Listen to me. I'm going to be at the game on October 27th. That's the day I come back from Las Vegas for my birthday. So I'll hook a brother up then.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to say, can we interview you for our show? And I'm going to ask him how.
For show, he'd probably say no.
That's fine.
Like I said, he's a respectable, notable celebrity. He's not.
That's why you keep him in the dark, so he doesn't know what he's walking into. Like that Paula Abdul thing, you know, in Bruno, when she walked into that interview. He doesn't know what's going to hit him, honey.
I don't think Mark Cuban's that gullible. I think he's a man who does his research.
I'll tell you what. Some of those little brainy child people aren't that street smart. I'm telling you that much
right now. Hold on. Uno momento. I just got to grab something, and I can't get it because I'm tethered to the computer. Hold on.
Would you like to take a little break, honey? I got some break music.
Still right here.
Honey, we're gonna take a little break with that note.
And I had to work late. And as soon as I got in, the only thing I did was pee and take the dog out and give him food and water. I have yet to make myself anything to drink. And I needed a glass of iced tea, y'all.
Well, did it work?
I got me a glass of iced tea right here. Very refreshing.
God, you're like clanking around over there.
Well, I had to stir in my Equal.
Doing what?
My sweetener, you know.
Honey, shit's going to kill you one of these days.
What do you drink?
I'm drinking a vodka diet at the moment.
Yeah, but when you drink diet sodas.
With vodka.
And Equal.
With vodka.
Well, does vodka neutralize the Equal?
Honey, honey, I've got a frozen penis.
Stupid.
I've got a frozen penis sticking out of my...
I've got a frozen pizza. Does that count?
Penis. I said penis.
I know. I was making a joke. Well, never mind.
Well, honey, so I am now relocated to Anaheim, as the locals call it.
If you're headed to Disneyland and you need a place to stop and stay, give Cap my call. He's not too happy that I just said that.
Well, you know, we have history with that. Have we heard from that history recently?
What history?
Of inviting people who we didn't really mean to invite.
Oh, God, no. I've not heard nothing. You?
Nope.
I guess he's over us. Oh, I have a status update on my Facebook. I said I'm podcasting with Captain, and your friend, Mr. Manley, says, tell him he's a douchebag. So you're a douchebag. So you're a douchebag, Captain.
Honey, go to my Facebook page and look at my update. It's really funny.
Is it Jazana or you?
It's on my regular one. So yes, we moved yesterday, and by we I mean me and 3 hot, fucking, amazingly moist movers. Moved from Laguna Beach to Anaheim. We're right downtown. We're off of Center Street Promenade and Anaheim Boulevard. So we're right in the thick of it all, honey. Right in the thick of it all. I have a corner apartment that has windows on 2 of the 4, obviously, walls. So I've got great views of the mountains, of the Heritage Forum, and downtown City Hall.
You've got ice trays that look like weenuses.
Did you see that? No, it was a stir. It's a frozen stir, but the top of it came frozen penis out. I didn't realize that it was like that. It looks like a penis sticking out of my cocktail.
At first, I thought, what are you drinking, a banana daiquiri with a whole banana in it, or what?
No, that's my fruit box, honey, that's holding my computer. We moved this week with nothing but apple and pear boxes from the grocery store because my old roommate and his friend, who I'm friends with now, Terry. Hello, Terry. She doesn't have a computer. She doesn't have an iPod, and she barely has a cell phone. So she is not technologically advanced. Will not be listening to this episode. But by the slim chance that Darren might be, he could share it with her. But anyways, so thanks to them, we moved. And I don't know if we did ourselves a favor. Like, it was easy to pack these small boxes, but since we weren't moving, my thought was we should load up those big fucking big-ass boxes and let the movers move them. They get them done in half the time because they're only moving one box versus having to move, like, three or four boxes at a time. I don't know. But it took 8 hours yesterday with three men, hot, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And poor little Robert was at work, like, freaking out. He was counting the clock and calling every hour. And I told him, you know what? You're not here. Don't fucking bother us. We could get this done a lot faster if you would stop calling us. And so then he started calling Darren to get updates because he wanted to know what was going on. So Darren was sitting there telling him. I said, Darren, get off the fucking phone. If he cared, he would have been here. He's not. I'm handling it. And, of course, I was a little pissed. So they disappeared for, like, an hour and 15 minutes between Laguna Beach and Anaheim. And it took me 15 minutes to get here. It took Darren 20. So I don't know what they did with the other, you know, 30 minutes that they weren't here. I think they stopped for lunch. And they, in their calculations, required that we paid them for that hour. I was about to throw down, honey.
But yeah. I do not blame you.
Robert was all up in arms about it.
I've got to mention something.
Mention, honey.
I'm looking to see. You haven't commented, so I don't think you've seen it. You know that first wall picture that Shit Splinter put out there where the guy looked like he had a bra tattooed on him?
No.
Jazana commented on it.
Honey, I'm not Jazana.
What?
I'm not Jazana.
Everybody knows.
I'm Captain Cox.
Oh, please. Everybody knows. Anywho. He posted the picture of his back. You've got to go see it.
Is it disgusting? Send me the link, honey.
Okay. Are you signed into Facebook?
No, but I can be.
Yeah, sign in. Let me send in a message.
I did see the... I didn't know it was a bra. I didn't actually blow it up. I don't like clicking on people's links because it takes too long.
Well, mine doesn't take long.
I made just a generalized comment. Well, honey, I'm having some problems with my AT&T Uverse. Which, by the way, is amazing, other than the fact my internet speed is half of what I'm paying for. So.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
All right, I'll look at it.
You're going to be repulsed and amused at the same time.
Well, you have to describe it, honey. We have an internet audience. We're not on the Fox News Channel with digital graphic displays.
I want you to pull it up first. I want you to pull it up first before I say anything, because I don't want to give away the thrill when you see it.
I'm still waiting for it. Should we have some background music? Oh, I have mail.
Okay.
You are so dirty. Who said that? Honey, you over there podcasting or Facebooking while I'm trying to have a podcast here?
Who, me? I pulled up this picture so you could see it.
Oh, shit.
You still don't have it?
I'm looking. I had to enter my password. Oh, my God.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay, guys. This guy, Shit Splinter saw in Denver.
There's a penis. That's a penis.
I know. Let me explain what it is to the listeners. Okay, first of all, he shows a picture of the guy on the front, and you should put this on our website.
Girl, I just ripped it off their website. I got it on my desktop.
He's got the front one, which was bad enough. He's this toothless-looking, meth-head-looking guy, and he's got this huge tattoo on his chest that looks like he's wearing a bra.
Oh, my God. And it
says then
picture.
Then he posted a picture on of his back, and on his back, the bra comes around like the snaps. And in between his two shoulders, he's got a huge missile, And it's going down to the earth, and there's looks like it's supposed to be like a cowboy holding a cowboy hat, but it's not a cowboy, folks. It's a great big cock.
Honey, riding. I didn't see Jazana's comet. Did he delete Jazana's comet? Oh, no
it was on
number two. That's about to throw down. Oh, my God.
I can't imagine anybody going into a place and telling them that they wanted this.
Comet. I can't even describe this.
I know. You just have to see the picture, folks. It's crazy, mad, stupid. It's sick. But what I said was, okay, who wakes up one day and thinks to themselves, you know,
I want to tattoo a bra.
I'm going to get a tattoo today. I was thinking of getting a bra and on the back a huge Pierce cock riding a bomb. Chicks will love it.
Oh, my God. Do you think he's gay?
I don't know, but you could never take him to a water park.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the guy I saw at Target today who I walked in. He looked like a crack whore. He probably is on methamphetamines or meth, as they say in the hood. But he had no shoes on. He was there with a woman and a boy, like a young boy. And you know how Target has these little, like, dollar section right at the front with, like, shit? Like, notepads and pens and plastic cones. Mm-hmm. And I only know about the plastic cones because I bought two sets of them. But he had no fucking shoes on. Don't you have to have shoes when you go into a store? Isn't that the law? That's what I've always been told.
Yeah, it's store's discretion. They usually say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Honey, it was a hot, tragic mess. And I tried not to even look. I wanted to take a photo, and I restrained myself. Speaking of hot trendy messes, you're gonna have to go back to my Facebook page again.
Okay. I can do that.
I wish I could type and talk at the same time. You know what I mean? because that would be an amazing miracle for me.
What am I supposed to be looking at on your page now?
I don't know if you can see this. I just posted it. Going right now. You have to you'll have to, as you say when you're checking your email at work, duplicate, replicate.
Replicate. Yes.
Okay. Okay, it just went. Oh, you got it.
Well, that's my phone.
Can you see her or him? I think it's a dude.
What the hell?
Look, he's wearing a jumpsuit, like a running jumpsuit. It matches. The bottom and the top matches. His hair is down to the middle of his back, and he's wearing a fucking hat, a baseball hat. And a biker's helmet, like a bicycle helmet.
Well, he put a lot of thought into his outfit.
Honey, that was very creative. And speaking about creativity, I've got another Craigslist ad for you in the sex school category. That was actually, I believe, posted in the, what's that word? You're not there for sex, strictly platonic.
Yeah, platonic. That means you're just wanting to meet friends.
So the headline states, naked houseboy for hire. Okay? And then, you know, it says the age and the city. So if you were to state that, if you were to read the thing that says naked houseboy, and they spell boy, B-O-Y, for your information, how old would you expect that person posting an ad for naked houseboy for hire might be?
I would say at the oldest, mid to late 20s?
38, honey.
That's not a boy.
38.
That's not a boy. Not even for me.
Well, let me keep reading the post for you. This was posted at 1:59 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on August 18th, 2009. The year of our Lord and Christ Jesus, 2009. To start, I'm not good looking, GL, you know what GL stands for, or hunk, just an average guy. So if that's what you're, what the fuck? You can't even spell. So if that's what you're after, Jeep looking, he spelled
Jeep.
Jeep looking. I will not wait. He said wait, W-A-I-T-S, your time.
You know, that is a big time. That's a big pet peeve of mine. You know, if you're trying to hook up online and you can't spell, you're going to get what you get.
Spell check that ass, dummy. Anyway, it goes, minimum charge is 10 an hour and can go up to 20 based on location only. I am free from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day but Sunday. It is the Lord's Day, and He directed us to rest. If you like,
and wear clothes.
And his asshole, honey, is closed for business on the Lord's Day. If you like my picture, and there, I don't see a picture. Whoever sent this to me didn't, I don't think, they just did a screenshot and there's no picture attached. But it says, if you like my picture and want to hire me, then send your full stats, location, city, and cross street. I do this to give a package deal and make sure it's not spam. If I do not get these two things, I will delete. I do not care about your age or body type, clearly. You should either. I think he meant neither. Or you shouldn't either. To get more details and my stats, respond to this ad. I do have a 2-hour minimum and work clients that do not have a lot of money.
Clearly.
You know who probably posted this? Was the guy standing on the corner in Anaheim that I took a picture
probably.
Of.
Probably. He's probably waiting for somebody to pick him up. Which city is this?
It says Cypress. I don't even know where the fuck Cypress is at. I'm sure that's out here in Southern
California. It sounds like Florida.
Well, Cyprus, doesn't that sound like Egypt to you?
Well, it's Cyprus is not. It's I forget where that is.
It's what?
Somewhere.
Hello, this is Captain Cox. Thanks for downloading and listening to this episode at DallasGayPod.com. You can find out more information about Dallas Gay Pod at DallasGayPod.com. Also, please give us a call on our listener line, 206-426-1533. Where we always appreciate a good sass or a drunk dial. Be sure to join us and download the next episode of Dallas Gay Pod, where Jazana Stranger takes out Babab Schwartz, the bingo bitch from San Diego. Also, Brad Pitt to Bill Maher on gay marriage and pot. And Levi Johnston on posing naked for the right price. Plus much, much more. Now check out Kelly Ritchie, Nothing to Do with Love, a pod safe artist. But I swear my stars burn. Ain't got nothing to do.